Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, behave. Come down to the prayer line.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, it's just me and you so far.
I'm sorry, what you say now?
It's just me and you. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I had you on a speaker.
Yeah, I know.
I just got a call from her mom, said she may not be on the prayer line tonight. And Auntie Janet just called, said that she might not be on.
Oh, okay. Did mom say why?
She had, I think she said she had guests and they was leaving.
Yeah.
Auntie Janet. But mom, I don't know. She's do. I guess with everything that happened last night.
What happened last night?
Everything shut down. His sugar dropped down to 30 and he swelled all up and they had to work on him all night, she said.
And you hadn't talked to her
yet. You hadn't
talked to her yet?
No, I hadn't
talked to her
today.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi. It's just me, you, and Angela, Loretta, and yourself so far.
Who is that, Angela?
Sister Shirley.
Yes.
Hi, Sister Shirley.
And Auntie Beth.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hey, Hubert here.
Shalom.
Okay. You want to go ahead and read Loretta while we wait for Mr. Jones?
Yes, I'll pick up and read it in Leviticus 5.
Okay.
And this is where the sin offering for the poor people. Anyone refusing to give testimony concerning what he knows about a crime is guilty. Anyone touching anything ceremonially unclean, such as the dead body of an animal forbidden for food, wild or domesticated, or the dead body of someone forbidden insect, is guilty, even though he wasn't aware of touching it. Or if he touches human discharge of any kind, he becomes guilty as soon as he realizes he has touched it. If anyone make a rash vow, whether the vow is good or bad, when he realizes what a foolish vow he has taken, he is guilty. In any case, in any of these cases, he shall confess his sins and bring his guilt offering to the Lord, a female lamb or goat, and the priest shall make atonement for him, and he shall be freed from his sin and need not fulfill the vow. If he is too poor to bring a lamb or to the Lord, then he shall bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons as a guilt offering. One of the birds shall be for sin offering, and the other one as burnt offering. The priest shall offer as the sin sacrifice whichever bird is handed to him first, wringing it neck but not severing it head from its body. Then he shall sprinkle some of the blood at the side of the altar, and the rest shall be drained out at the base of the altar. This is a sin offering. He shall offer the second bird as a burnt offering and follow the customary procedures. that have been set forth. So the priest shall make atonement for him concerning the sin. He shall be forgiven. Amen.
Amen.
And
amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. We had another caller join us at you, Mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and get started. Let me just do a roll call. We have Auntie Betty. We have Hubert. We have Sister Shirley. Mom. Pops with you, Mom?
He's over here in the bed. I don't know. I called him. He didn't
oh.
say nothing.
Okay. And we have Loretta and myself, Angela. Okay. Anybody want to open us up?
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And Angela will come to us with the blessing of the prayer line. May everyone bow their head, please.
Before we do that, I wanted to acknowledge that Auntie Marie joined the call.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Joe, Reverend Allen.
Good evening.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Okay, we got another caller as well. Looks like it's Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right, if you bow your heads, I'm going to read a prayer out of Ephesians 1, 13, 14. I pray that grace and peace be with us from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to God, blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. We pray that we be holy and blameless in his sight. We know that he has a predestined plan who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we praise and give him glory. Let's stay in faith. Believe for the promise of the Holy Spirit. God's grace has saved us, and that still leaves us on. God, we pray that you continue to have grace and to remind us that Jesus has already broken down barriers that connects us through love and care. Give us hope that we are protected from hatred and suspicion, and allow us to persevere to face all adversities during our daily lives. Amen.
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 It ain't coming through.
Angela, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I was asking Reverend Allen, would he like to start us off today?
Yes, I really would.
All right. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Reading from the 13th chapter of John. Return what they can give. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour would come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them until the end. put into the hearts of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus knows that the Father had given him all things into his hand, and that he was come from God and went back to God. Raised from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel where he was girded. Then came to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do that thou knowest not but thou should know it before. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, If thou wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but my head and my hand. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed need not say to wash his feet, but is clean. And you are clean, but not all. But he knows what should betray him. Therefore said he, So after he had washed their feet and he had taken his garment and was sit down, again he said unto them, Know ye not that I have done this to you? You call me master and Lord, and you say, Well, for I am. But if thou You alone and master have washed your feet, you shall ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that servant is no greater than the Lord, neither he that is sent than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do these things. May the Lord bless all of us. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading, Reverend Allen.
Amen.
Okay, Loretta, would you like to go next?
Sure. My reading is from Joel Osteen. It's called Feed Your Faith. As a child of God, you have the power within you to overcome the world. That includes everything in the world and everything the world brings your way. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing the word of God. As you hear the word of God and store it in your heart, your faith in God grows stronger. When the enemy tries to attack you through sickness, fear, worry, or financial mishap, just put on your faith, and that is declared the word of God. Declare by his stripes you are healed. Declare that perfect love casts out all fear. Declare that God shall supply all your needs. Declare that because you are born of God, you have faith to overcome the world. Store the word of God in your heart today so you can declare it in your day of need. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Okay, Auntie Betty, would you like to go next?
Yes. I'm reading out of Proverbs chapter 4. Then listen, my son, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. For I too was a son of my father, still tender and cherished by my mother. Then he taught me, and he said to me, take hold of my word with all your heart. Keep my command, and you will live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget my word or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Cherish her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. Amen.
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 Amen, amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Hey, Auntie Marie, would you like to share any good news with us today?
I pass.
Alrighty. Mom, did you want to hear anything, or are you just listening?
I'm just listening.
Okay. Alrighty, Sister Shirley?
Alright, I'll be coming from Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set the glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings have thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest kill the enemy and the adventure. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou made of him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the... Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Now, Auntie Dot, would you like to go next?
Yes. I'm reading from Acts chapter 2, verse 14 to 21. Peter addressed the crowd. When Peter stood up with 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit to all people. Your son and daughter will prophesy. Your young men will see vision. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonder in the heaven above and sign on the earth below, blood and fire, a billow of smoke. The sun will turn to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorified days of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Okay, Hubert, would you like to share any words with us this evening?
Reading. I'll be coming from Isaiah 29:15-21. How terrible it will be for those who try to hide things from the Lord and who do their work in darkness. They think no one will see them or know what they do. You are confused. You think the clay is equal to the potter. You think that an object can tell the one who made it, "You don't make me." This is like a pot telling its maker, "You don't know anything." A better time is coming. It is in a very short time, Lebanon will become rich farmland, and the rich farmland will seem like a forest. At that time, the deaf will hear the words in a book. Instead of having darkness and gloom, the blind will see. The Lord will make the poor people happy. They will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. The people without mercy will come to an end. Those who do not respect God will disappear. Those who enjoy doing evil will be gone. Those who lie about others in court, those who trap people in court, those who lie and take justice from innocent people in court. This is what the Lord, who set Abraham free, say to the family of Jacob. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Alrighty. At this point, I believe everyone has said something, so I'm going to turn it over to Loretta for the stick and the shut-in.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today pleading for a complete recovery in Daddy Verner, who is in the hospital as we speak. Father God, we ask that you cleanse him with living waters. Father God, we ask that you give him the strength that he needs to keep pressing forward. And Father God, we ask you to allow him to hear your voice and still know that you are in control. And we ask that you go into that hospital and show up and show out. Father God, we give you all the glory, and we know with you all things are possible. Father God, we're expecting our miracle any day now. Father God, we pray this prayer for Daddy Verner and all the other family, friends, and loved ones that are not well. We ask that you do not let our prayer return void. Father God, we thank you for all that you have done, for all that you are doing, and for all that you will do. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we plead the blood from the crown of our sick and shut-in's head to the sole of their feet, for there is still power in the blood. Father God, we love you, and we thank you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Alrighty, thank you for that, Loretta. Mama God. Alrighty. We have our birthdays that we want to acknowledge for next, starting from today, July 31st through, is it August 6th?
LaTanya birthday today.
Who?
LaTanya.
Marie tomorrow.
Auntie Marie. Amen.
Okay. And of course, on the 4th, we have a litany of people here.
Amen.
We have Mom. We have Mom,
Amen.
Birthday girl. We have
Amen.
Travis. And more, I know.
Dorita.
Dorita? I know those three, yeah. Okay. Yep. And then on the 6th, we have, no, not 16, can we move on? Sharita Williams on the 3rd, Auntie Betty?
Sharita, I think, yeah, on the 3rd.
Uh-huh.
I forgot, yeah, baby.
Okay, and that, okay, I think that covers it. Tamara, somebody's named Tamara, Tony's daughter on the 6th. Oh, Tony,
yes.
Not your grandbaby.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so let me repeat the list again. We have Auntie Marie. We have Tamara, Tony's daughter. We have Mom. We have Travis. We have Jarita, all on the 4th. We have Sharita Williams on the 3rd. All right, that's quite a list. Happy birthday,
Amen.
You guys.
Amen.
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 All right. Okay, I'll sing happy birthday. Everybody else has had a turn here, it looks like.
Amen. Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy birthday. And many, many more. Amen.
Yeah.
All right, Miss May, how old are you?
That what? You
can't
me?
Flip
how
it, I don't
old
think.
Will you be?
I'll be 78.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't want to turn that one around. Woo-hoo.
Oh, that's too funny. Turn around.
All righty. Well, I hope you enjoy your week and celebrate your birthday all week long because you deserve it. All righty. So let's move on to...
Marie, this
part of our
all week too.
Mm. Okay.
Tomorrow, mine in the middle of the week that I'm going to celebrate the whole month.
Oh.
All
right, then.
All right, then.
Right.
That's great. That's great. Okay. Well, let's go ahead into our second part of our program, where you get a chance to read a poem or say another prayer or sing a joyous song or whatever you would like, a testimony or praise. Well, let's start off with Hubert. Would you like to start us off?
Yes, I'll be coming out the book of the book of Amos, chapter 5. Verse 10 through 15. You hate people who speak in court against evil, and you can't stand those who tell the truth. You walk on poor people, forcing them to give you grain. You have built fancy houses of cut stone, but you will not live in them. You have painted beautiful vineyards, but you will not drink the wine from them. I know your many crimes, your terrible sins. You hurt people who do right. You take money to do wrong. And you keep the poor from getting justice in court. In such time, the wise person will keep quiet because it is bad time. Try to do good, not evil, so that you will live. And the Lord God all-powerful will be with you, just as you say he is. Hate evil and love good. Be fair in the courts. Maybe the Lord God all-powerful will be kind to the people of Joseph who are left alive. Amen.
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 Amen. We had another caller to join. Is that Auntie Carrie?
Yes, I'm just going to listen. I'm driving.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
No
problem. Good evening.
Amen.
Good evening.
Okay. All righty. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Sister Shirley, would you like to share any more good news?
I would just like to say that God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Auntie Betty, would you like to share any additional news?
Yes. I'm going to try to sing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God have smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God have smiled on me, and he's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. That's why I can say God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. And he's been good, and he's been good, and he's been good to me. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty.
Thank God.
Loretta, would you like to share an additional news?
Yes, I'll come out of Joe Osteen again, and says, think the way God thinks. No matter where you are in life right now, God has much more in store for you. He wants to take you to new levels in every area of your life. He wants to give you more wisdom so you can make better decisions. He wants to give you a stronger anointing so you can get greater influences. He wants to bless you financially so you can be a blessing to others. So don't get stuck in the same old rut. There's so much more to life. God has new frontiers for you to explore and higher mountains to climb. I can tell you with great confidence that your best days are right out in front of you. Begin today to think the way God thinks. The Bible says, the path of the righteous grows brighter and brighter. Think increase. Think big. Start expecting the unexpected and look at life through your eyes of faith. When you do, God will show up and begin to work things out in your favor. Take a step towards victory in your life today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Okay. Auntie Marie, do you have anything else to share?
Yes. I be coming from 3rd chapter. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, how are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that have this hope in him purify himself even as he is pure. Whosoever commits sin, transgression, although the law for the Son, for the sin is the transgression of the law. And yet knoweth not he was manifest to take away the sin, that in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth see him neither know seen him and let me go back over. Whosoever abide in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither know him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Reverend Allen, do you have anything else to share with us this evening?
No.
Okay, thank you. Auntie Dodd?
Yes, I'm reading from Joel Osteen. I declare day 14. I declare that I will use my word to bless people. I will speak favor and victory over my family, friends, and loved ones. I will help call out their seed of greatness by telling them I'm proud of you. I love you. You are amazing. You are talented. You are beautiful. You will do great things in life. This is my declare. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot.
Amen.
Okay. And, Mom, you're still listening, correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, then, I will go live.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God is able to do just what he said he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you. He's able. I mean, you believe it, that he is able. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God,
Because he won't give up on you. He's able. He's able. God is able to do just what he said he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Yeah. Oh, able.
Come to a close. Okay. I'll go ahead and say the closing prayer, and then I'll turn it over to the Loretta to close it out. If you'll please bow your head. Our Father, giving you honor and praise. We know that our best defense is to put on the armor of God, stand firm with the belt of truth, buckle around our waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Jesus Christ is worthy of our praise and adoration yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. The answer was, is, and ever shall be Jesus. He alone is worthy of glory and honor and praise. He is the way, the truth, and the life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Well, we'd like to thank Reverend Allen for coming and joining us tonight. We really appreciate you being here. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Allen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help you through your busy week. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection this week to protect us from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. May everyone have a blessed week. Jesus loves you, and so do we. Love you all. Good night. We love you.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.